www.donorjenerallemercy.org. Brought to you by the Donna General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Miss Kansas from Manhattan, Catherine Carmichael, and appreciate her being here today and heading to Vegas.
Yes,
tell
so
us
exciting.
More.
So I am headed to Vegas for the Miss USA pageant. Last time I was here, we didn't know where it was going to be or what day or what time, but we learned within the last month that we are going to Vegas. It's going to be held at the Mandalay Bay on May 14th, so it'll be live on Fox. We compete in prelims May 11th, and that will be streamed live on the Miss USA website. And then finals will be May 14th at Mandalay Bay. It'll be 7, 6 Central, live on Fox.
Well, tell us about your talent. Any jitters at all yet?
Not really. There's no talent in the Miss USA competition. Oh. But, you know, we always say everybody has a talent. All of it just doesn't fit on a stage. So we compete in swimsuit, evening gown, and then we have a personal interview. And then the top five on Sunday night will compete in top five question. And so I do have a little bit of nervousness, but I feel ready. So I always say it kind of feels like a volleyball game. You anticipate leading up to it, and then you get there and you just do what you know how to do. So, you know, I always say that I'm my biggest competition, because that's how pageants work. You compete against yourself, and then, you know what, whatever the judges love that day, that's who wins. And I'm just excited to be going and very blessed for the experience.
What have you been doing in the meantime? I mean, I imagine you kind of still try to keep in shape and that kind of thing.
Yes, so I do. I have a trainer, so I do work out every single day, but it is kind of tough. I have a full-time job. I'm the assistant director of recruiting for the University of Kansas football team. So trying to balance a full-time job and do this, it's been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun. So just recently, I've done a lot of like TV, radio stuff. I did KSNT last week, and then I got to do an Awesome Ambitions auction last week, which is a lot of fun. It was a purse auction for urban and inner city youth girls, and it's kind of like an after-school program that they do. And so for me, those are kind of the fun things that I've gotten to do over the course of the last month or two. So it's been fun, and I am excited, a little bit nervous, but more excited than anything.
Remind us of your own athletic career and history. I mean, a lot of people are probably already somewhat aware of it, but
yeah,
just kind of refresh our memory.
When I graduated high school, I chose to go to the University of Kansas and play volleyball. And so I did that for 5 years, and it was a great experience, a lot of fun. We ended up being the first team in KU volleyball history to go to the Sweet 16. And I was so blessed to be a part of that experience and kind of be a part of a program turnaround there at KU. And they are still doing amazing. They went to the Final Four 2 years ago and still were doing amazing this year. And so I'm just excited to see the Final Four is actually, the volleyball Final Four will be in Kansas City at the Sprint Center next year. So I'm very excited, and hopefully they get to go and be a part of that experience again.
You ever miss those days?
I do. You know, I always say I miss the games. I don't necessarily miss getting up at 5 a.m. and going to weights, but I do miss it. I do. It was a lot of fun. It was a great part of my life, but I still get to be a part of it and a part of the athletic experience still working with KU football. And so for me, it kind of like feeds that athletic side of it, but I don't have to get up and actually do all of it anymore. So I don't know that my body could handle it.
5 a.m., that's almost my hours. I get up at 4, so
yeah,
not much fun. And, you know, anything else as you get prepared for this, and you mentioned some different things. I mean, do you have like a cause or something that you kind of promote or believe in?
My cause that I've kind of been working with this year is raising money for childhood cancer awareness. My younger brother, Jameson, is a 2-time Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer survivor. And so for me, it's important to be able to raise money for that cause and be able to see other kids being able to live a cancer-free life. So it's been amazing. Jameson has been in remission for almost 7.5 years. He had his bone marrow transplant on my birthday, May 13th. So for us, that's going to be kind of a special time because my family is all getting to come to Vegas and celebrate with me. And so for me, I always say my birthday isn't so much about me, but about celebrating family and everything that we've been through as a family. So it's going to be awesome for us to be there and for us to be able to celebrate together his cancer-free and his bone marrow transplant that happened that day.
And it's something like that, and it's that close to home.
Yes.
I can tell you're very passionate about it. I mean, when it is that close, you live it. You understand
how
it works.
It does, and it makes you really remember to wake up every day and live life to the fullest, because you never know what can happen. And so Jameson is my hero, and I absolutely love him. So he actually just moved in with me last week, so he became my roommate last week. And so we are working through that adjustment, but he's actually gone on a cruise right now, living a tough life.
Oh,
so.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to share with the folks? As you say, it sounds like you've had a lot of support from the public, and
yes,
just anything else, little Manhattan, Kansas will be rooting for you
Thank
when the day
you
comes.
So much. I'm just so excited, and the support from this town and this community has been so great, and I'm just so blessed to be from a wonderful place such as Manhattan. Manhattan.
Anything else you're needing from us as members of the public or, you know, thoughts that
Just send some prayers and some love my way as I head to Vegas on Wednesday.
And exactly what will you be doing? I mean, you'll be there for a little while.
I will, yeah. So I'm leaving the 3rd, and then we actually compete on the 14th. So what we do up to prelims is we'll just be there. We'll be doing different appearances and then also shooting all the commercial spots that you'll see on TV during that week and going and doing some fun stuff in Vegas, doing a couple different appearances. So that's kind of how we'll spend the week, and then also rehearsals. So you have to do all kinds of rehearsals for hours and hours for the live show because it is live, so we don't want to mess it up.
Now, do you have a roommate? I mean, how does that work?
I do. My roommate is Illinois, and so I got to know her. So we have kind of a directorship. I explain it to people. I'm always around sports people, so I say, like, our directorship is kind of like the Big 12, and within the Big 12, there's, like, we have Illinois, Nebraska, Missouri. We have 6 states, and then, like, there's the South, and so you could compare it to, like, the SEC. So there's just different, like, states within different groups. And so for us, we have 6 different states, and so I've gotten to know them. We have different boot camps that we go to throughout the year. We went to one in Chicago back in February and then just one in Dallas a few weeks ago. And so I've gotten to know the girls kind of in our directorship. And so Illinois is going to be my roommate. She is awesome. Her name's Whitney, and she's actually a dancer for the Chicago Bulls. So I'm excited. Yes, it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, and that's, I think, part of what's beautiful about Miss USA is you do develop friendships, I would guess. Maybe
you do.
Even lifelong ones,
you
from
do.
What I understand.
And I know a lot of people. I know a couple people who have been Miss Kansas USA in the past, and they've always said they even keep in contact with the girls that they've met. And I think that's kind of the cool thing about it, is that you get to meet so many girls from so many different walks of life who are doing so many different things. And I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a girl who's, like, she's going to Vanderbilt. She's a neuroscientist. She's from Kentucky. There's a girl who works for Snapchat. There's girls who do so many different, such a broad array of things. And I think that's the beauty of it. You get to meet so many different people from so many different diverse backgrounds and who love and do so many different things. And that's really cool.
Now, have you always wanted to do this? I mean, as a little girl, as a little Catherine Carmichael?
I started watching the pageant with my grandma when I was 5 years old. And that's kind of, I always was like, oh, I really would like to do something like that. But it never really was anything that I really was like, well, I'm going to, you know, put myself out there and do it. And then when I was 17, I got a flyer in the mail for Kansas Teen USA. And I was like, you know what? It's my last year of high school. I'm just going to do it. And my mom, she's so awesome. She's always been so supportive. If I say I want to do anything, she's always like, well, sure, if that's what you want to do. So she supported me in it, and I did it, and I made the top 15, and we call it getting bit by the pageant bug. I got bit by the pageant bug, but I had to wait. I took 4.5 years off just to focus on school and volleyball, and then after I got done, I was like, you know, I still want to do something competitive and something that still kind of feeds that competitive drive. So I said, why not pick back up with pageantry? So about 3.5 years ago, I picked back up with it and started doing the USA system, and I was Miss Kansas World 2015, so I got to do the world system, which is really cool. It's a little bit different. Each system is a little bit different in and of itself, and so for me, I think that's awesome, too, because you get to experience different things. So the world system, instead of having a swimsuit competition, it has a fitness competition. So just a couple different things like that. But I did the USA system 3 times, and then this past fall, won on my 3rd try. So third time's a charm.
And while a lot of fun, there is a lot of work involved, too.
There is. Yes, it is a lot of work. My mom always says, she said, I didn't realize being Miss Kansas USA's mom, I'd pick up jobs, too. So my mom also has kind of gotten to be a part of this with me, and I think that's been a lot of fun for her. But it is a lot of work, and I think putting in a lot of time and effort. But for me, it doesn't really feel like work. It doesn't really feel like a job because I'm doing something I love to do. And I think for me, that's the biggest part of it, is I love what I do. And, you know, even if I didn't have this title, I would be doing those things. But this title gives me a much larger platform to be able to raise awareness for the things that I'm so passionate about.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. Anything else you want to add today? It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kathy, for having me.
Catherine Carmichael with us today, Miss Kansas USA from Manhattan. We're proud to be able to call her one of our own. Take a break. We come back. We have Ken and Cassidy Scroggs on air with us, and they're representing Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center, having some fun things going on out there these days. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.